Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. We, of course, would love to hear from you, so give us a call, 347-826-7435. That's the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Also, if you want to be in contact with us but you don't want to call, you're a little shy, you can email us, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Questions, comments, concerns, they are all undertaken. Once again, the call, that email number, well, not number, the email is smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. I love being live. Also, we social network. So if you're on Facebook, you can ask to get into the Smooth Drama group. Myself or Mr. J will add you. Once again, you can get into the Smooth Drama group by asking myself or asking the head detective, Mr. J. I always mess
with
him.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I was about to say, because I didn't catch it at first. But
yeah,
I was like, oh, wait.
Yeah, so every now and again he'll catch it, be like, oh, why are you trying to clown me? I ain't trying to clown you, I'm just clowning you. It's two totally different things. Anyway, anywhere that we social network, you add us, we'll add you back and we can talk, follow us on Instagram, wherever. That's how we do it here at Smooth Drama. I'm hurt though. I'm hurting today.
What's going on?
No straight pride. It's been taken away from me. Yeah, Modesto, they canceled the request for the straight pride rally. So 2 weeks from now, it's not going to happen. So the organizer, Don Grunman, you know, he estimated that about 500 people would attend, you know, which is big in Modesto. The group say they support heterosexuality, Christianity, and white contributions to Western civilization.
Western civilization. Straight pride is just for white people?
Yeah.
Oh.
You didn't know that?
Not for like, no, I didn't. I thought it was for families.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're straight, I mean, not that gay pride isn't for families, but I thought it was, you know, husband, or not husband, man,
white,
woman, and then if you had kids. I didn't think it was
white,
a racial thing.
White family, white contributions to Western society. Come on. Get on step.
Okay. I just don't see how you. I guess they were trying to disguise it then.
Yeah.
Their white supremacy message and it being a straight issue. No.
No, he was in the council meeting saying, "Hey, we're a totally peaceful racist group."
What?
Hey, his words.
Say that again? A peaceful racist group?
Yeah, he said the National Straight Pride Coalition is a totally peaceful racist group.
Peaceful racist. Okay.
Look, we hate you.
That's an oxymoron, but all right.
We're just not the ones that's going to attack you. See, they're saying that they're the Gandhi of racists. They're the nonviolent racists.
Yeah, I think you spoke on that a few couple weeks ago, if not more recent, about how they're coming, they're being quiet now. They're not coming out and just, you know, beating people up and spewing hate.
Yeah.
You know.
No, it's, you know, they live in their lyrics. It's a beautiful thing. I think it's the greatest thing ever, but I'll come back to this a little bit later, because I'm going to touch on this a little bit deeper. We don't have to. I love it. It's people-based groups. We need. They're the, you know, they're a racist.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to be a
anyway.
Peace. I mean, I'm assuming that people have been that way for years. So.
I mean, because we got people out here. I mean, because folks, see, it used to be everything was on the DL, right? Everything was on the DL. Remember, that was a big deal. It was like, they had the black gay man that was on the DL. You had everything was on the down low. The racism was on the down low. We kind of hate you. We just ain't going to tell you about it, right? It's on the DL. Now it's all out there. So, for example, there's this comedian, Whitney Cummings. She had shared a topless photo of herself. Because there were these dudes that was actually trying to blackmail her, asking her for money not to post her photo. And so she was like, yeah, whatever. And so she just posted.
Yeah.
Like, look, if anybody gonna make money off my nipples, it's gonna be me.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like,
and if you've seen one, you've seen them all, right?
Right. Yeah, I don't even get none of that stuff now. But you know, we've got.
Yeah, I don't understand it either.
So we've got these people out here. I mean, it's like, you know, you get the scams in the email, and so now we have a thing where everyone is trying to scam you. And you get the calls where they're trying to scam, they're emailing you scamming. It used to be the joke, it was like the Nigerians, then it was like some Jamaicans was trying to get you. It's like everybody.
Yeah. Well, they all still do that too.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody's trying to be up front with how to rob you.
Mhm.
Yeah. So yeah. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Whitney Cummings. Just put your titties out there.
Is she a comedian?
Know. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to say she is. Okay.
Yeah.
No, I mean, if it's who I think it is, I don't see how, you know, because she's one of those who's just out there anyway, so.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, there's a lot of funny stuff out there. For example, in Virginia, there's a dude who's walking around. He has a TV on his head, and he'll walk over to your house, and he puts the TV on your porch and walks away.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like,
that's
so
kind of creepy, but yeah.
Right. It's like, so he's done it over like 60 times where he's putting old like 13-inch TVs on people's porches.
What does that mean?
I don't have any idea. If you trying to get into the mind of crazy folk, it's
kind of, that just reminds me of like the Headless Horseman. Like during Halloween, the Headless Horseman, though? Okay.
Well, see, here's the thing, though. So, you know, I was like, yeah, that's funny. But then you start thinking about the, if if you're like me, a little conspiracy theorist, right? So you say they are putting TVs, it's a joke, on people's doorsteps. What if they're like marking this person is somebody that we need to kill?
And that's what I was wondering.
Or maybe this is a test run to see how people react to it, and then you just start dropping bombs off on people's doorsteps. People would think it's funny, and then, boom, the TV blows up.
Yeah, I can see that, too.
Yeah, because we're kind of at that point.
Yeah, I can see where nothing good can come from that.
Yeah. Yeah, so at first when I read the story, I was like, okay, crazy white folk. Because you just know it's got to be a crazy white dude with a TV on his head walking around dropping TVs on people.
Too much time on his hands.
Yeah, but then you start thinking, okay, there could be some nefarious intentions with this. Trojan horses, whatnot, as they would call it. I put the TV on this one. You take a picture of that address. That is somebody that we need to take out. Whatever. I just think people could be working in concert with each other to do that kind of stuff.
I agree.
But it's one of those things. I could say it. Would people believe it? Would they think that kind of thing is true and that it's happening? But I can tell you one thing that's happening. Everybody was talking, you know how we always talk about Flint? Guess what? Flint got...
They got clean water.
No.
Oh, okay. What?
Nah. Yeah. Nah, I ain't... No. Nope, sorry. Newark, New Jersey began handing out bottled water to residents Monday after officials discovered filters installed to reduce lead contamination in the city's tap water were not functioning as expected. Apparently, they've been struggling to curb elevated levels of lead in its water supply for nearly 3 years. Handing out over 38,000 lead safe water filters to residents since 2018 and installing a new corrosion control treatment system in May. Still hasn't worked though. Supposedly the drinking water sample exceeded 15 parts per billion. So I guess if it's 14 parts per billion, it's okay, but 15 parts is too much. Yep. So, shout out to Newark. You have moved into that exclusive club that nobody wants to be in. Where you're, because they're handing out bottled water. But I'm like, you take showers, you wash your dishes. It's like, you know, water is more than just.
So even if you suppose, okay, let's just say you had enough water, clean water, to take a shower, to drink, and to do your dishes, even if you, like, washed, the lead still gets in the clothes, which still touches your body.
Right.
So, I mean, there's no, because I can remember when they first started talking about lead, they were talking about it in the paint and how kids were getting poisoned just from the walls they were living in.
Right.
So like if that, you don't even have to.
You don't have to touch it.
Know.
Yeah,
no.
You just breathe it. It's like that special gift that cigarettes are. You don't even have to smoke to die from or contract the disease.
Yep.
Yeah, and so lead poisoning is the same thing. I mean, but if you think about it, if you're hygienic, you may wash your ass on a daily basis. So basically, just like in Flint, you're killing yourself literally every day.
Yeah, because now you don't want to wash up every day or take a shower every day. So you're kind of caught between, you know, do I get poisoned or do I get a different type of disease? Do I get infections now or whatever? I don't know. Because then if you're not clean, that's how all those other diseases that they had years and years and years ago come up. Isn't
all
that
right.
How they had one of those diseases in London years ago in the 1800s? Because
yeah.
People weren't taking a bath. Yeah.
I mean, you know, we have that issue in San Francisco, the rotavirus, all that uncleanliness. But, okay.
Well,
yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
It's one of those things. But eventually, they're going to fix it. Eventually. Like Flint's coming up. Flint got like a few more months before it's 2020, and they'll start doing something. And in New York, I guess eventually they'll replace the filters and something to happen.
Yeah.
Yep.
Replace the filters.
Replace the filters.
No, don't they need new pipes?
You want to ask important questions. We gonna go on break on that one.
I'm just saying, I don't know.
This is appropriately
I'll walk away.
This is appropriately called R.I.P. featuring Styles P, Talib Kweli, and Jean Grey.
What is it? trying to lose your life. Ain't you with me like do it, but I'm foolish on the mic. Know the truth, but disputed, cause I do it how I like. It's the crap, so the fiends look bluish from the back. Nice try, you ain't fly, you lying on the pro too. Yeah, your focus might have flew, but you local like you. That's why I need old rules, some new dudes don't work. Even though they thought it ain't your work, and covert. If you don't work, you don't eat. Fuck around and get higher than a nosebleed seat. Try to compete, you done beat yourself before you even started. Everybody knows you don't go forward, started. Pull his artist off the stage, throwing off the page, making no sense. The way I do these rappers so ugly, the flow is grotesque. Your flow is co-tech, there's no concept. You a folk unidentified blind object. Come on, fill a bill up the knot in your pop. Be a superstar at the bar, we got the lock. Now got green in the black sack, the chocolate. Stop it before you say something to that.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word and Miss Brown Sugar. That was Styles P, Talib Kweli, and Jean Grey. R.I.P. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. Speaking of RIP, how many charges you got, Brown Sugar?
How many charges?
Phone, yeah, how many phone charges you got?
Oh, maybe three or four.
Three or four. Are you sure they're all safe?
Safe? No, I'm not. There's two that I'm suspect about, so yeah.
Two that you're suspect about. Why are you suspect about your charges?
Yeah. Oh, because they're not. They're bootleg. All right.
Well, guess what?
Yeah.
I was reading this article. If it looks like a charging cable, smells like a charging cable, and charges up your phone like a charging cable, it must be a charging cable, right?
I would think, yeah, but still, you know.
Okay. Well,
I think you get what you pay for. So,
shout out to Mike Grover from San Francisco-based security company. He built an iPhone charging cable that, when connected to your phone on one end and your laptop on the other, can hack into your computer. So, what this cable does is the cable, once it's connected to your computer or wherever, it can send emails to your screen with a wireless connection in close proximity. So this dude, Grover, he began experimenting with malicious cables way back in 2017 as part of a bid to teach himself how to design, fabricate, and assemble printed circuit boards. Yep. Then the funny thing started to happen. People found out, and so he started to sell them. So his cords go for $200 each. And so eventually he's trying to get them down to $100 so that he can make money. But your cords that are floating around, everybody got them cords that just float around. Who knows if maybe, because, you know, since I'm on my conspiracy theory thing today, so maybe there's some cords that were just sent out there that you get all these extra cords. They just kind of appear around you and you, oh, I can use this cord. You don't even know where you got it from, but it's there. This cord, it can connect, because, you know, they say it could connect to your laptop. Like, some people charge on their laptop, whatnot. But then let's just say that cord is connected and it's charging your phone and it's just tapping into your phone in a wireless connection. So, for example, you have conversations, and it used to be where you have to look something up on the phone. for it to show up in your advertisements on your websites, wherever website you go to, whatever you talked about, it kind of showed up. If you think about it now, this cord could be a listening device.
I would not be surprised.
Yeah. So for everybody, for all you iPhone users, there are some iPhone, and I'm sure there's some Android too, but there's specific iPhone cords out there that are phishing. They are trying to hack into your information. Shout out to the iPhone hackers. Yeah.
They stay busy.
Yeah. Public service announcement. Speaking of the other public service announcement, it's not just they trying to hack you. Apparently, Facebook been paying contractors to describe users' audio chats. So, you've been using Facebook. I mean, I'm going to guess that they already have everything that you type in there. So, I mean, and it's kind of like people have the expectation that it's not really private on the internet. But especially on Facebook, your text, your Facebook Messenger stuff, you know, when you send in all that bootylicious stuff, and those other things that you send via the internet, because you know you ladies, y'all get, you know, and I'm not even gonna sidetrack myself and start whining about the fact that I don't get those malicious pictures sent to me. I only get viruses offered. That being said, everything that you do on Facebook, and I'm just gonna take a stab that because Facebook owns Instagram, if you put it on Instagram, they're probably doing that.
It's the same thing.
Facebook, they're paying people. They're paying people to transcribe what you say. So even if you're doing the audio and you're like saying your stuff, they're actually paying people to transcribe everything that you say. So pretty much everything you say and do is being recorded.
Hmm.
Now, whether you care or not, that's the other part.
Yeah.
And so you can have the expectation that pretty much any application that you're using, you're being recorded.
Yeah. Big brother is watching.
Big brother, big sister, little sister, little brother, uncle, cousin, grandpa.
True.
Coco, Lovey, all of them watching.
Oh, yes, they are.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
to me, it's weird. I mean, because I feel like, are they, like, the average person, like, what are they listening for? Is it, like, to gear advertisements toward them? I mean, are they really, like, looking... Or are they trying to, like, figure out people who are trying to commit crimes or, you know, they're terrorists? I mean, because I don't care if they're listening or can see what I'm doing because I'm really not, you know. Like, I'm not pinky in the brain. I'm not trying to take over the world. So, I mean, not in that aspect. I mean, I would love to, but in a different way.
I'm just saying, that's what we do every night on here. We try to take over the world. I mean.
But that's what I'm saying. I mean, it's not, we're not hurting anybody in the process of doing it. So that's what my thing is. Are they trying to control, you know, what people are getting access to or, you know, just finding out, you know, that's always been my, like, issue. Like, what are you listening for?
Well, it's subliminal, right? So... You have one thing where you can control the advertising and how you can steer people, by pretty much knowing what they're, if you know what somebody's talking about and what they're interested in all the time, you can always be suggesting. And
yeah,
so I'm just saying, there's, like we talked about, there's that dark web, right? So let's say that there's the dark web for, because mostly the dark web is supposedly like hackers, whatnot. But let's say there's a dark web for a corporation. It's like, I have an algorithm, and I'm listening to all these people, and I can tell you exactly what everybody wants, because I know what everybody wants, what they like, what they talk about.
Okay.
How much would you pay for that information?
Okay. All right.
I mean, when you think about that, that information is priceless, right? Because you can sell pretty much everything to everybody, because everybody likes something. Everybody likes something. So whatever it is, I know. I send it to you. So I shoot your favorite stuff to you all the time. So, you know, 9 times out of 10, you can block that madness, right? Like, you know what? I ain't even trying. I ain't even. No. Okay. So.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it's a memory, because I've been, I guess, I don't want to say a victim of it, but like, you see things, and if you're not careful, you'll think it's a coincidence.
Nope. No,
you know what I mean? If you're not thinking. Yeah, but I mean, there have been times where, you know, I'm like, oh, wow, I just saw that here, and then I'm seeing it here, and I was like, oh, what a coincidence. But then if I kept seeing it in, like, social media, then I'm like, oh, man, okay, they got me. So,
I mean, you have to
stay aware. You have to just stay conscious of it.
Right. I mean, because it's happening, because Amazon and Apple, they came under fire for doing the same thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's out there. So they listen to
Alexa.
Well, no, I mean, because, you know, like Alexa and Cortana and all these other things that you enable on your devices, it goes to those companies. So they're listening. You're giving your that snitch in your house, as I call it. You got that snitch in the house, and that snitch is snitching on you every day.
But people are looking at it as it making their lives easier, though.
Yeah, it's easier to be lazy now.
So I was gonna say, so then is that, like, you know?
Yeah,
the
Alexa,
issue where.
Yeah, if you're older and maybe it was hard for you to look at the screen, or it's hard for you to, you got your arthritis, whatnot, some of that stuff I can understand. Or, hey, I've fallen. Can you please, you know, call 911 or get someone here to help me? Those kind of applications for the elderly. For those who are not lucky enough to have someone to take care of them, those applications are viable. But everything else, I don't see it. I have no problem with just my mundane shopping. You know, because I can shop for all kinds of random stuff and just look at all kinds of random stuff, because I'm just weird like that. So I'm guessing compiling for me is pretty tough, because I can go from comic books to some freak nasty stuff, 0 to 100. So you can figure out how to market for me, because it's like, oh, well, you can market for me that week, and I'm like, yeah, I ain't feeling that. I want to listen to some hip hop. Nope, no skinny jeans. Nope.
Mm.
I don't know. It's one of those things. It's very subjective, and you see how it's used. But they have a profile for you. It kind of reminds me of this movie a slept on movie, Tom Cruise Minority Report, where the precog.
Oh, that's
they had
one of my favorite. Yes.
Yes, and so
that's one of my favorite movies.
Right, and so they would like, well, this person's gonna commit a crime based on what they do and how they're gonna do it.
Yeah, before they actually commit the crime.
Right. Yeah.
So they haven't committed the crime before. It's a thought.
Right.
Basically.
So you think about that thought that you have, like, yeah, okay, I'm mad about something, and then all of a sudden,
mm-hmm.
precog is like, oh yeah, yeah, he's gonna go shoot up some stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, we probably could use some of that right now to take out some of these terrorist cliques here in the United States.
That would be nice. Yeah. If it would
normal,
just be for that. You think about like all the people who are just think I could kill that person, not really meaning it's like a figure of speech, but because you thought it and it came out of your mouth, now you're in jail forever.
Yep.
Yeah. It's a fine, dangerous line.
Yep, it's a thin line between fries and shakes. Very thin line.
Yeah.
I mean, so, for example, there was a facial recognition. It identified lawmakers as criminals. So the ACLU, the Northern California branch, released its findings from running photos of all 120 California state legislators against a database of 25,000 publicly available mugshots using the common facial recognition software. So, the software identified 26 state legislators, more than one in five as criminals, and disproportionately, you're not going to believe this, but strangely enough,
they were all black.
The most of them were lawmakers of color.
Mm.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, so they ran it up against lawmakers. Yeah.
Hmm.
Not that it would be a surprise, because they've been talking about facial recognition software not able to distinguish black folks from any, you know, we all look alike.
Yeah.
Even to the facial recognition software.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, the legislature, they laughed about it, right? Like, okay, that's cool. But it's not cool, because for your regular everyday person, this facial recognition software can mistake you for a criminal somewhere, and then you can't get a job.
Hmm.
I mean,
or you get wrongfully accused of a crime you didn't commit.
Exactly. And that's kind of it for you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not that we've ever heard a story about a black person being arrested mistakenly.
That hardly ever happens.
No, I've never heard that. Just accused of something that they didn't do. And you think that Minority Report, since they do call us minorities, is kind of apropos, right? So you'll have you'll have these minority reports being sent out where they're looking at, oh, you're the criminal.
I think you might be onto something in that one.
I might be.
You know, I usually, yeah, I think you might be.
Just slightly. Yeah.
Yeah. It
kind of sort of makes a little sense, right?
It does. It's something to think about for sure.
Well, see, especially in the climate that we're in today, for me,
mm-hmm.
this is this is the greatest time in Black folks' history. The shucking and jiving time is over. No longer mm-hmm. can you give that. Well, hey, it's not like that. No, it's kind of like that. It's kind of out
mm-hmm.
there. But some folks, it can smack them in the face, and they still can't see it. But mm-hmm. on that note, we're gonna go on break here, since I'm always in the subliminal messages. This is Dawn Penn. You don't love me no more.
Wait, sound of the people. How the music is this coming your way?
Sugar, that was Dawn Penn. You don't love me. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. I think that song is, I'm using that word twice, apropos for what we're talking about here.
Why?
You don't
that?
Love me. And you know now. So, you know, a lot of people, a lot of Black folks was on the fence, like, nah, white people don't hate us. You know, and I ain't talking about your everyday coworker, even though I probably am. You know, most poor white folks, that you work with, whatnot, you'll say like maybe there's like 1% that don't hate you, maybe. But then there's the rest of them.
I wouldn't say your coworkers hate you. I just think they don't. They don't have that compassion, maybe, or empathy. They don't have the understanding. I know you don't like to use the word privilege, but because of their privilege, they don't necessarily understand, our struggles or whatever.
You're not in the firing line. So, anyway, that goes into what we always do, Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
Oh, what is that shit that happened again? Aside from all the other stuff, the obvious attacks, first, I guess not first, but we have a brother who was arrested, college football player. They said they mistake bird poop on his car for cocaine. It's on video. So the officer pulls him over. What's the white stuff on the front of your hood? And he's like, his bird shit. And the officer's like, he said, I swear to God, it's not bird poo because I just tested it and that turned pink. It tested positive for cocaine. Another thing that you can't do as a black person, have bird shit on the trunk, on the hood of your car.
Or anywhere for that matter, I mean.
Right. Well, yeah, I guess if it's on the window, on the top, whatever.
Yeah.
Apparently, transporting cocaine on the hood of your car is the new it thing that we do to get that cocaine out there, because obviously nobody would notice cocaine on the hood of your car.
Nope.
And of course,
hiding in plain sight.
Right. There's this new coat that looks like bird shit that sticks to your hood, or it sticks to your car. Period. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just saying, if it tested positive, maybe the bird had ate some cocaine.
And that's what I was wondering. How do they know the bird didn't snort cocaine?
Or
whatever.
Yeah, he was arrested, charged with cocaine possession and speeding. And they suspended him because he was a Georgia State football player. And so what ends up happening is, they tested it, saw it was bird shit, and they removed it from his criminal history, and he returned back to the team, and they start at the end of this month.
What happened to the police officers?
Nothing.
I feel like they're idiots, if nothing else. they're idiots.
Yeah.
I don't understand. They're idiots. Like, I wouldn't even want them to be on my force. Like, you're dumb.
Well, yeah, but that would be a lot of them then. So if you dismiss officers for being racist, how many officers would there be?
Well, I just feel like it's not even about racism when you get down to the fact that you're thinking bird poop is, you're really going to put that in your report.
Nah, he just wanted to arrest a young black man. It didn't matter. I'm going to arrest you. I'm going to inconvenience you. I'm going to belittle you because I can.
That's just the craziest way to do it. I mean, you are an idiot.
Right. So for us, it is idiotic, right? But
yeah, that's like the banana in the tailpipe.
Right. So, but you have to remember, that's their normal. That's their day one. So we have, you know, stuff for us that's stupid. It don't make sense. But for them, that's their day one because the humanity is lost on them. No, one could say that there is no humanity in them. But that's just, you know, that's my feeling. I'm like, their day one is to humiliate us and to belittle us and hate us. Just because. Just on GP. I thought I just woke up hating you. Not that you did anything to me or anyone I know. I just hate you just because you're breathing. That's where they at. That's how they start. And so that's why incidents like that happen. So remember when we were talking about how to have gun control? Apparently,
yeah.
there was some Latinos in El Paso that was paying attention. So They crowded into a class over the weekend to become certified to carry a concealed gun in public. So one of the guys that holds classes, he said, normally on the weekends, I have like 7 people in my class. Now, all of a sudden, he says, I have 50 for my class on Saturday and the same amount on Sunday.
Wow.
He said they had 2 people who bought the guns who were actually in the Walmart on the day of the shooting. And so now the Mexican homies is like, all right, well, if y'all going to shoot at us, we're going to have our guns and we're going to shoot back.
Right.
So, I mean, it's one of those things, as I said before, if you want gun control, you have to show that, hey, we are ready to shoot too. See, it's one thing when you can just go and you can just tee off on folks that ain't shooting back. But when you have to think about, oh, they might bust a cap in my ass back. Because, you know, we kind of know. These are concentrated attacks. I mean, it's a worldwide thing. This is not anything that's separate. If we talk about from the beginning of the summer to now, you look at the attacks and how they have been. There are certain people that have been attacked. They haven't been attacking political, like you wouldn't say they're Republican guys attacking Democratic guys. That none of that stuff is happening, right? So
that's true.
New Zealand, remember the dude went to the mosque, it was like a damn video game. Then he's driving in the street, shoots out his own window and is shooting Muslims or people who look like what a Muslim would look like in the street.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we can talk about Dylann Roof just sitting in the church at Bible study. Wait till it's over, then shoot everybody. I guess he had to get the Lord's word in before he fulfilled the Lord's mission. Right?
Right.
And so you start pointing out, and, you know, they talk politics, but I'm saying all of them fit the white male, angry white male, and we're shooting anybody who is non-white. Or if you're a non-white person, like talked about that the people's house being burnt down and the swastika put on there, the interracial cover. So basically, if you're non-white and you're a non-white lover, we're going to get at you. And it's white males who are fulfilling it. I haven't seen the white female come out and shoot people. They're probably just telling them what to do. They'll do it better.
I was going to say, they're telling them.
Yeah.
They're
but,
the encouragers.
Right. But you see it? It's a concentrated effort. It's out there. I don't see how people can't see it's not a correlation, because it's you see that it has happened, and we're talking about what it's like every, it's almost like every week now.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like every week
yep.
now. So for example, because it's so out there now, that there was a guy, the officer was placed on leave after KKK application was found framed on his bedroom wall. Now, the funny thing is there was this this dude, brother, who they were looking at purchasing a home. And so they're doing, you know, people still live in the house and you do a walkthrough, like checking out the house, whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're so nonchalant with their racism. You have black people walking through your house and you have a framed picture of your KKK application on the bedroom wall.
Wow.
That's love and devotion to your cause, and just nonchalant about it. Like, hey, yeah, you can go through, you can buy this house, whatnot, but I'm gonna leave this up. And he was a police officer.
Oh.
And so
wow.
It's sort of like there was a story where people used one of those Angie's lists or whatnot, and the guy shows up with the Confederate flag on his truck. And they're like, no, don't worry about it. We'll call somebody else.
Yeah.
And he didn't quite understand why they didn't want to use him. Because that's
how... I'm sure they had a reason or two.
Yeah, well, that's how deeply ingrained it is. They're nonchalant.
They don't
it.
See anything wrong with. Yeah, I was gonna say they don't see anything. Which, I mean, that's what they teach, though. That's what they teach one another. That's what all that those meetings are about to be proud of your heritage and who you are and all that. So, I mean, it's ingrained in them, and no telling how long, you know, they've been a part of situations like that. You think about the little kids that are there listening to it. And if they don't break free, they become, you know, teenagers and then adults who believe that. So,
well, you say break free. I don't think that it's called break. They feel like they're free because that's their belief. That's their core belief. See, because that's we get caught up in, nah, that's not their core belief. That's not the reality. No, that's their reality.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's their day one.
Exactly.
And that day don't change. It's why I Groundhog Day. That their day one is that. And that day doesn't change. The date never changes. It stays on that day. We can be mad about it, but they're like, yeah, this is what it is. So you think about going to a house and you're looking through the house like, oh, this is a nice house. And you walk in the bedroom and dude's got the KKK application framed on the bedroom wall. In the open. That's the open
right?
house. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. It's like, yeah. It's a nice house. It's got a sturdy background.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're like, ignore that on the wall. Because, you know, the person who's selling the house probably was like, yeah, you want to move that. And they're like, nah, I ain't moving shit.
Exactly. I'm
damn
proud of that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I'm proud of that.
Mm-hmm.
This is my day one.
Where's your accent? Where's your country accent?
I left it in the trunk. Yeah, it's in the trunk of the car.
Okay.
On that note, right. For Ms. Brown Sugar, I'm Mr. F the N Word. This is another Smooth Drama production. Catch y'all on the flip side. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth
drama.
Smooth.